We begin Siman Tav Mem. Din Chametzel Shel Any Yehudi Shevkar Eitzel Yisrael Sefal. If any Yehudi Shevki Chametzel Eitzel Yisrael, if a non-Jew gives a Jew Chametz to watch, if the Jew is responsible if anything happens to it, if it gets stolen or lost, so whether it's in the Jew's house or it's somewhere else in his domain, you have to burn it. And the Ramah adds, even if you gave it to another non-Jew to watch, still, the Jew is responsible to burn it before Pesach. Mr. Burr explains, you must be talking about a case where he was not only Mekabel Achrayus, where he accepted responsibility for what happens to it, but he was also Kanamiyado, he did a Kinyan. Poskim explained it means a Kinyan Sudr that he did in order to become responsible. If the Jew does not accept to watch it, rather he just has to pay the non-Jew if something happens to it, so then Rosh Zalman Arbach says that he's not Chayiv to burn it, because Kabbalah Achrayus is that which is obligates him to do the burning, when he's going to actually has to watch it. But if he doesn't actually accept upon himself to watch it, just that if something happens to it, he'll pay for it, so then that's not called a Kabbalah Achrayus. When is he chayv to do the beer? The Mishnah Berurah says at the time when the beer arrives, if the non-Jew is not around to return it to, so then the Jew has to burn it. What about doing bittul or selling it? So the Machlokas Achronim brought in the Mishnah Berurah. Many hold that it won't work because it's not really your chametz, and there are many who are mekel. And according to the Magen Avraham, there is a different solution that you should be mafkid it to a different non-Jew, or sell the house which the chametz is in to a non-Jew, and the non-Jew will accept upon himself Geneva responsibility if it's stolen or lost. The best thing the Mishnah Berurah says to do is to do both. Sell the house, sell the chametz, sell everything if you're not able to burn it because you think that the non-Jew will be upset. If you didn't burn it and Pesach passes, many poskim say that now this food is asur b'achila b'hana, like it was a chametz shel Yisrael shavar lo b'Pesach. But if the non-Jew comes back after Pesach, you're allowed to give it back to him. We're not concerned that maybe you're benefiting from the fact that you are fulfilling your obligation by giving the chametz back to him, and that's called hana'a from chametz shavar lo b'Pesach. What if there's a concern that the non-Jew is going to go sell that stuff to a Jew? So some say that it's aser to give it to him in that situation, and some say that this whole situation is mutter because the chazal weren't gozer in such a situation. Of the whole thing is derabanan anyway, chametz shavar lo b'Pesach, and chazal weren't gozer on that type of chametz shavar lo b'Pesach, and one can be somech on them for sure, says the Mishnah Berurah l'inyan hana'a. There are some who are mekel to give it to a non-Jew against this Ramah, to give it to another non-Jew. The last thing discussed, the Dirshu discusses the case of stocks. What happens if you own stock? So do you have to sell those stock, your rights to the stock or not? If it's in a chametz dika company, so the Cheshav Eifod is Mekil, and others are Mekil on this, and say that you don't really have any power over it, you can't really make any decisions. I mean, Chassid disagrees and says, no, you really can, and therefore you have to sell it as part of your Mechiras Chametz. And one should consult the Posek as to how to act regarding stocks of Chametz Dika companies.